Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nartree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hate Inc. Why Today's Media Makes Us Despise One Another is a 2019 nonfiction work of media criticism by journalist Matt Taibbi, built from essays, reporting, and reflection. The book argues that much of modern American news has shifted away from informing the public and toward selling conflict, outrage, and tribal loyalty. Taibbi presents this change as both a commercial strategy and a political one media organization's profit when audiences are kept emotionally activated and sorted into opposing camps. The book updates older critiques of propaganda and agenda setting by showing how cable news, digital platforms, and partisan branding encourage viewers to consume news as identity rather than evidence. Taibbi writes as an insider who has spent years covering elections and media institutions, which gives the book a sharp, skeptical, and often combative tone. Its purpose is not only to criticize journalists, but also to teach readers how news incentives shape public perception and democratic debate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, media as an outrage business rather than a public service. Taibbi's central claim is that contemporary news organizations increasingly behave like entertainment companies. Instead of prioritizing verification, context, and public understanding, they compete for attention by amplifying anger, fear, and scandal. This matters because outrage is sticky. It keeps people watching, clicking, and returning, which in turn rewards outlets that can reliably trigger emotional reactions. The book treats this as a structural problem rather than a matter of a few bad actors. Even journalists who intend to inform can be pushed toward sensational framing when ratings, traffic, and audience loyalty become the main measures of success. Taibbi argues that this incentive system changes the meaning of news itself. Facts are not eliminated, but they are arranged to maximize tension and conflict. As a result, the audience is trained to expect emotional payoff rather than understanding, and media outlets become less like institutions of accountability and more like engines of recurring stimulation. Secondly, how partisan media turns citizens into rival fan bases. A major theme in the book is the conversion of politics into tribal entertainment. Taibbi argues that many news brands no longer try to persuade a broad public. Instead, they cultivate loyal audiences by speaking to one side and attacking the other. This creates demographic silos, in which viewers are encouraged to see themselves as members of a camp rather than citizens sharing a common information environment. The result is not simply disagreement, but organized mutual resentment. Taibbi compares this dynamic to pro wrestling because the conflict is partly scripted, emotionally exaggerated, and designed to keep people invested in the show. In this model, accuracy matters less than identity reinforcement. A network does not need to be universally trusted if it can be reliably trusted by its own side. That logic explains why media commentary often rewards predictable ideological performance over careful analysis. Taibbi's point is that this process deepens polarization by making the other side seem not merely wrong, but morally corrupt and unworthy of understanding. Thirdly, an updated critique of propaganda and manufacturing consent. Taibbi explicitly positions his book as a contemporary extension of the media theory associated with Noam Chomsky and Edward Herman, where manufacturing consent emphasized narrow boundaries of acceptable debate and the quiet power of institutional filters. Hate Inc. argues that the problem has evolved. Modern media does not merely exclude inconvenient viewpoints. It actively manufactures audience division through targeted outrage and narrative simplification. This update is important because the media landscape has changed dramatically since the late 20th century. Cable channels, online metrics, social media, and brand partisan ecosystems now reward constant escalation. Taibbi suggests that the core issue is not only censorship or elite coordination, but also market segmentation and emotional addiction. Readers familiar with classic propaganda theory will recognize the continuity, but Taibbi shifts the focus from hidden consensus to competitive polarization. That makes the book intellectually interesting. It keeps the older suspicion of media power while adapting it to an environment where news organizations survive by deepening division rather than merely controlling the center. Fourthly, the costs of binary thinking for journalism and democracy. The book repeatedly criticizes the habit of reducing complex issues to two-sided battles. Taibbi argues that when political and social questions are framed as simple Republican versus Democrat or left versus right contests, nuance disappears and journalism becomes less capable of doing its real work. Binary framing encourages reporters and audiences to treat every story as a loyalty test instead of an investigation. It also makes serious errors more likely, because institutions that are locked into a narrative tend to ignore contradictory evidence until the damage is done. Taibbi points to examples such as the Iraq WMD story and other moments when herd behavior overwhelmed caution. The broader democratic cost is that citizens lose sight of structural problems that cut across party lines, including institutional incentives, economic power, and elite manipulation. If public attention is absorbed by cultural combat and partisan performance, the underlying causes of social frustration remain untouched. In this way, binary thinking does not just distort journalism, it narrows the range of problems that democracy can even address. Lastly, insider testimony, self-critique, and the case for turning off the news, one reason the book stands out, is that Taibbi writes as a participant who is also indicting his own profession. He draws on decades of reporting to expose newsroom habits, career pressures, and the temptation to confuse performance with insight. This insider perspective gives the critique force, but it also makes the book feel personal and confrontational. Taibbi is willing to name prominent journalists and media figures, which makes the argument concrete rather than purely theoretical. At the same time, he does not frame readers as powerless. His most practical recommendation is surprisingly simple: reduce or stop news consumption when it becomes a source of chronic agitation rather than usable information. That advice is not anti-information. It is a warning against compulsive exposure to systems designed to manipulate attention. The book suggests that a healthier media diet requires discipline, skepticism, and a willingness to separate genuinely useful reporting from emotionally engineered content. In that sense, the book functions both as criticism and as a manual for resisting media coercion. In conclusion, Hate Inc. will be most valuable to readers interested in media criticism, political communication, journalism, and the psychology of polarization. It is especially useful for anyone who suspects that modern news coverage is shaped less by public service than by attention economics and partisan branding. The book offers intellectual benefits by connecting current media behavior to older theories of propaganda while updating those ideas for the cable and digital era. It also has practical value. Readers come away with a sharper sense of how outrage is packaged, how narratives are simplified, and how audiences are sorted into loyal camps. Compared with many books in this genre, Taibbi's work stands out because it is written from inside the profession it criticizes. That insider position gives the book immediacy, specificity, and a biting tone that is often more persuasive than abstract theory alone. It is not a neutral overview, and it does not try to be. Instead, it offers a forceful diagnosis of how media incentives can corrode democratic judgment and turn public discourse into permanent conflict. Readers looking for a concise, skeptical, and vividly argued critique of contemporary journalism will find it particularly rewarding. If you would like to support Matt Taibbi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.